I'm a hippo.
Broadcast Hippo. Digital media.
You muted me. Why'd you mute me, Gina?
Because you were singing the national anthem, and it's not enough coffee in the world to hear your voice that early in the morning.
I was thinking we would try something new, like, oh, say, like every morning we just start, oh, say.
Can you just play it? Like, there's got to be a better version.
There's really no better version than live.
Okay.
The Roseanne Barr version.
Literally every version that exists other than you singing it.
Welcome to the show, everybody. It's powered by of course, Teebs. I don't know why you're so dark, Gina. Jeez.
Because my house is... I turned on a light and then it went off because obviously there's a ghost or something. And now I can't get my light to, I don't know. Listen, it's Monday or something.
Teebs would like to ask. Here's what Stephen Teebs would like to ask you. When you eat edibles, do you get a pot belly? That is one of the burning questions that Teebs is asking these days. So if you want more of those, you need to go to the Teebs Facebook page and check it out, or the website teebs.green. And of course, Teebs is your place for edibles and pre-rolls and cartridges and concentrates and topicals and paraphernalia, anything you need to get your...
The selection of CBD there is, I believe, the biggest in the area, if I'm not mistaken. Nice. Like, they have so many CBD products.
Yeah, so check them out. Teebs of Adrian, teebs.green. 4th of July is coming up. They have CBD and calming things that are specifically made for pets. So that's something that's really cool that you need to go check out at Teebs. All right. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. It is Wednesday. My computer's still down, so we'll just get started here. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm excited. Took a couple days off, went to Cedar Point, had a good time down there, hung out with the family, and now we're back. Guess who's back? Back again. Anyway, what's going on, everyone? Demetrius, you look, you look older today. Is your beard grayer?
How rude.
It's not rude. It's time.
but you know what could fix time is Just for Men. It helps push back the clock.
You know what? No, that's like fake boobs. Look, that's like the last thing you want to do is take home a man and then wake up with all of his Just for Men beard on one of your pillowcases. Like, hey, look, I'm your grandpa. Like, that's not like you want to go in with clean hands. You know what I'm saying?
Once you pull your pants down, you're like, hey, wait a minute.
Yeah, something she's like, why do you look like Gandalf the Wizard from the waist down?
Hi, Cohen.
But yet your beard is fine.
Oh, like, hello. I gotta give Demetrius a heads up, like, hey, before you say anything else, look behind you.
Welcome, everybody. I get so many things to talk about today.
Yeah, it's weird that you have so many things to talk about, considering that you were supposed to be on vacation and I didn't even know you're going to be here today.
Oh, yeah. No, we shortened it. There's no way. Like, even the whole vacation, I'm on my phone and people are calling me and texting me. And it's just but you know what? I don't mind it because I could, in the old days, you'd have to be sitting at a desk or in the place to get shit done. And to be able to be out in the sunshine and around people and still get stuff done, I didn't really mind it at all. So I'm cool with it all. Here's Ashley. Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
What's in the cup, Ashley?
I don't have makeup on today, and please ignore this room. But I was just waiting for you to let me in, and the cover was on the camera.
That's why I wasn't letting you in, because I didn't think your camera was on. So I was like, oh, they're not ready.
Well, Daddy is always the one that does all this stuff. And like 5 minutes before we're supposed to be here, he's in the bathroom shaving his chest hair. I'm like, bro, what are you doing?
I don't think you're supposed to share that little tidbit with us there.
Oh, sure, I am.
I noticed that Donnie shaves from the pictures you've been posting because of Umberto, the character that he used to do with his belly. And he used to be hairy. And I'm like, wait, Donnie used to have a hairy belly. Like, obviously, he shaves.
There's a laser place right here you can go to. You won't have to shave every day.
No, he got a new razor for Father's Day, so he's enjoying using that.
There was a
what, point. Is it made by Sickle?
there was a point where we were on the vibe 100.7, and it was like 92 watts or something like that. To where I mean, I think your average toaster has about 1200 watts, so it was about 92 watts. So we could really do whatever we wanted there because nobody was paying attention. And so Donnie came up with this character where he would shave a face into his stomach and belly area, and it would be a character. And he came up with a whole scenario about Humberto and where Humberto came from, and then here's
the backstory.
Yes, Humberto had a backstory, and then there was Santa Humberto, where he was wearing a Santa hat. And so we decided to put Humberto into the Toledo Blade Parade.
Oh, my God. So, I forgot about that.
Was it the Thanksgiving holiday parade, I think?
Sure. It was one of those damn parades. So Humberto makes his debut in the parade. So Donnie's riding around on the float with no shirt on. And needless to say, we have been banned from the parade ever since.
You were never asked back.
Donnie showed his nipples.
Yeah, I think all you gotta do is
show them his lithe swimmer's body. Now they'll let you right back in.
Yeah,
I got a new trimmer. I'm sorry, I've had it since Sunday and I haven't had a chance to use it.
So I today mean, was look the at day. This
thing. Oh, and happy Father's Day, you guys!
Ooh,
no, wait, the two? He upgraded.
No, oh, this is the old one. The top is super glued on.
Yeah,
I
have the old one.
I feel like it's weird looking at another man's manscaping tools.
It is. It actually is. It feels like you just showed them your undies. Can you put it away?
There's no boundaries
here. That's
me.
Oh, wait. Now I want to see it closer.
Let's see, Donnie.
I don't want to see my face closer.
Oh, yeah, so you're so beautiful. Yeah. Shut up.
Oh, my God, Gina. Thanks, but you know,
this, gorgeous. See how it's like glued? It's like
makeup.
It's super glued together. Like, and it's been glued like that for
you
like
don't need makeup.
5 years.
Uh-huh. It's been doing its job, though.
And then the new one.
Yeah.
Panasonic. Nice. You can do it in the shower, too.
The things it's already seen.
Now, Donnie, the things it's already seen.
Right?
It's already got more pleasure than it ever had in the box. And that was just my first use.
So something super romantic, what happened, though, for Father's Day is I was just, like, trying to figure out what to do. So we, like, planned lunch or whatever. And then me and the girls planned to, like, take him to a store. And he can pick out whatever he wants.
Whatever
using his own money.
See, Ashley, I do that to Dubs. That's so funny. Do you sing T.I.? You can have whatever you like to him while you're buying him things with his own money. Because I do that to Dubs all the time, and he does not think that shit's funny. Not even he gets so irritated.
It's easier for him to like. I don't. If he wants to spend a lot of money, fine. But like, if I were to buy him something and I felt like it was too much, and then I would just be thinking, what if he doesn't like it? And then it's like stressful. So I'm like, you know what? Whatever he's comfortable with, whatever he wants, he can just go and do it.
And so I like it. Yeah. So you got the razor. And do you love it, Donnie?
I do. I would I'll give you a little peek. It's very smooth.
Whoa.
It's like, I mean, it's like almost razor. It's almost like blade close.
Wow.
So,
but doesn't it?
Your chest is the equivalent of a woman shaving her. Yeah. Like I need my man to look like a man, damn it. Yeah, you come at me like you just done wrestled a grizzly bear and built me a log cabin in the forest.
You see me with my shirt off. I don't think you would be confused with what's going on with me.
Damn. That was he called him out right there. D, you gotta give it right back to you.
I'm pretty sure D's seen him without his shirt off numerous times though. Oh, so
I was like a couple days ago.
I can't, I can't keep my hands off of him. I'm like, that's so smooth. Yeah. Like I like to close my eyes and rub Donnie's chest and then rub Cohen's face and try to tell the difference.
Oh.
Cohen's like, don't Cohen, me.
Cohen's got like, I have no idea what he's talking about, but it's not good.
I cannot deal with you guys. I got something for you guys.
Hang on. Demetrius, is that a bat flask behind you?
No, it is.
A piggy bank.
Oh. I guess keep talking for a minute because I gotta fix this.
It is my son's utility case where he keeps all his batarangs.
Aww. From a distance, it looked like a wide flask.
It did. So did you buy that on Prime Day? Yesterday was Prime Day. Did everyone go shopping?
Every day is Prime Day for me, boy.
I tried to stay
You
off.
Can have whatever you away. Like.
What's that, Don?
Dubs has had it with Prime shit. That's all I know.
Yeah, I tried to stay off of Amazon just because I knew like there'd be deals and they're going to get me with deals, stuff I don't need because it's a deal. And like there was an ad on Facebook. There was like a submarine like that. That's like 12, like 10 inches long you put in a pool or a tub. I'm like, oh, no. I got to get out of here before I come away with a submarine.
I hope you didn't buy that.
I did.
Ashley's going to check the Prime account right now.
Well, I finally just got my so I have like that Amazon Prime app or whatever. And I'm usually pretty good about it, but there will be some times when I'm like in the shopping mood and then I'll spend a lot. But we had to change our password recently, so I haven't had access to it in like weeks. And so I finally got access back to it yesterday.
So do you have a submarine?
Yeah. Right. Well, not yet.
That's what
but
we
I'm going to have to see what that looks like. No, I'm kidding.
All right. So, Gina, show us Donnie's weekend.
Yes. This is amazing, everybody. This is cinematographic masterpiece.
Yes.
Why do I feel like this is about to end badly?
It ends wellly.
And this isn't even slow
motion. It's the Baywatch music.
This is just literally him running.
This is not slow motion.
I just love that despite the floaty, he still goes all the way under.
Smash the floaty.
Oh, the funny thing you mentioned the floaty.
So I had to use the floaty. In the darkness.
Shakes off like a dog the whole nine yards.
You guys, I had to use the floaty because last year I tried the same thing and I hit the bottom so hard that like it like injured my hernia surgery from like 2 years ago. I was like, oh, like my belly hit the ground.
Now I just got the Baywatch theme song stuck in my head, and now I miss the days where they made different theme songs for every show that are just recycling rock music.
I get every once in a while the Greatest American Hero theme song just jumps in my head for no reason. Believe it or not,
about that show.
I'm like, what the heck? Where did that come from?
The actual Greatest American Hero theme or the George Costanza version for his answering machine theme?
You know,
I don't know the George Costanza version.
Believe it or not, George isn't at home.
No, I don't know that one, Tivo.
Gina's not really a Seinfeld kind of lady.
I like Seinfeld. I just don't. I'm not a TV kind of person. Like, I don't sit and there's very few series that I've actually watched like all the way through.
Gina, what's like 10 feet in front of you right now?
A giant television. It's never on unless there's somebody else in the room. Literally never. I don't turn I don't even know where the remotes are. I don't know how to work half of the stuff on it. Never watch. I have to call Dubs down like, babe, can you turn on Handmaid's Tale? And then when it like does stuff and goes off, I have to wake him up or yell for him again to come fix it because I don't know how.
Before the last about 10 years, I used to obsess over television. In the last 10 years, it's gone to the wayside. There's one show, though, that I used to love and that I wish I would have stayed with because everyone says it's so good still. But I remember it waning. After, like, I watched it for the first few seasons, and I remember it waning. And that was Grey's Anatomy. Everyone says that, oh, my God, that's so amazing. Everyone, like, waits for Grey's Anatomy now. And it made, like, a comeback because it's been around almost 20 years, I think.
It's still on the air?
Yeah. People are
I thought they killed everybody off or something from all the Facebook posts I've seen. I don't know.
No, they've been bringing people back. Like in this weird dream sequence. Not that I watched the show or anything like that.
I love Dee's disclaimer.
Dimitri's got so excited he actually turned away from his computer screen to actually come in. Go ahead.
So it's just, I mean, and honestly, I don't know why people watch these medical dramas. I would never, like, watching him would make me never want to go to the hospital, because I'm like, all of your lives right. are a train wreck. And how yeah. are you supposed to focus on my yes. surgery when you don't know whose baby you're having? What the fuck?
Yeah. Take a break from banging each other in the coat closet for like 5 minutes.
Yeah. Take care and of look at my business. X-ray and make sure you're taking the right, like you're operating on the right side of my body. I got to put an X.
Yeah, that's why nowadays they had to put on, they have to literally write in Sharpie, take this leg off, because people were taking the wrong legs yeah. off. So they're banging in the clothes closet.
Yeah, like yeah. first of all, it's the purple bruised one, not the one that looks regular. What is wrong with you?
They only got 15 years out of ER, but they're stretching Grey's Anatomy into 20.
I don't know. I think it seems like it's been like 20.
There's,
I don't know.
The only series that I've watched, and I haven't, please don't say anything if you watch it, because I have not even started the season that's already over, is Handmaid's Tale. And it's one of the, shut your mouth. I swear to God, I'll mute you. I'll kick you out. I have all the control. But I haven't even started the season yet because I have not had time. Because what's good, I've had time to watch like one episode here, one episode here, but here's what's going to happen. Once I start watching it, I'm not going to want to stop, and I'm going to want to watch it. So I have to find an 8-hour block to watch the shows.
Jeez.
That's the best way to watch shows anymore. That's like the curse of 2020 life, is that I don't even want to watch a show when it's on real time. I don't have time for two hours worth of commercials. No,
right.
I don't.
And that's
true. I do not.
My sister's refusing to watch Loki until they all come out, because Disney's releasing them one a week until they're all out. She refuses to watch them because she wants to binge them. I'm like, just watch the show. Enjoy it being like the 90s.
Like the old days. Okay? Exactly.
It was. That's how we were with WandaVision. And that was kind of fun, because it was like every Friday we had a new episode.
Right, I used to do that, but I don't.
Regular people life. It is exactly what you're supposed. It is.
You schedule your life around TV. That's
no,
regular people
I,
life.
You know what I
that
do?
Surprises
I,
you.
First of all, yes. I don't know where you would get that part of it from that statement. But what I would like to say is that it's okay to wait for things. It's okay. Patience.
It
is
but it's
probably
not fun.
Like. It is it no, and the horrible part about it is, do you know how hard that is to drive home as a lesson to children, when all of a sudden all you see your parents do is sit and just consume show after episode after episode after episode, and then you're like, no, I think you should wait till Christmas, or no, you know, how about we wait till your birthday, and they're like, no, I want all my shit now.
It's true.
Oh, yeah.
We're at a point in our lives that that self gratification, like we have instant gratification, rather. We're instant gratification.
I was like, whoa, where are we going with this?
not even 7 a.m.
We are an instant gratification society now, and
our consumption is on high.
Yeah, we can't wait. We can't.
There are kids anything. Alive today that don't know what commercials are.
I know.
Yeah.
It's true. And actually, the commercials have gotten a lot better. Most of them are pretty interesting or slash funny because they want to try to get you to watch them.
They have to be.
Yeah, they have to be. They've it's forced it. The commercial landscape, even though people don't appreciate as much, has really gotten a lot better, I think, now than it used to be back in the day.
Nothing tops pizza in the morning, pizza in the evening, pizza at supper time. That's like the pinnacle of commercial right there. All right,
that sounds familiar. What's that one from?
Yeah. The pizza probably on your delicacy. Probably on a 45. That
is it. A pizza roll commercial?
Yeah, no, it's from the 1996 ad campaign for Pizza Bagel Bites.
Why do you know Bagel Bites?
Why would you know that? Jesus.
And I don't apologize.
It's from the 1996 ad campaign of Pizza Bagel Rolls. It's Pizza Bagels. It rolled out.
It was commercial number 613A4. It was one of the best commercials by the ad company of Dewey Cheatham.
And how?
Directed by Tom Stalin.
Written by, composed by
This is why
Mrs. Johnson's fifth grade music class. And I remember they rolled that commercial out right on the heels of their huge scandal where an old lady choked on a pizza bagel because she thought you could have it pizza in the morning, pizza in the evening, pizza in the afternoon.
So people had stopped
eating. Pizza at supper time.
Because people had stopped eating
pizza. When pizza's on a bagel, you can have pizza anytime.
You know what?
When peanut butter's on a bagel, you could have peanut butter anytime.
Yeah, it doesn't work as well.
Bagel bite sounds delicious. When you have peanut butter in your house, you can consume it anytime.
Yep. If you have bagels, pepperoni, and ragu, pizza bagel
like
anytime.
I have a vehicle now that doesn't allow for any like Bluetoothing or auxiliarying or whatever.
Have you ever had a vehicle that did?
You said it doesn't allow, like it's its choice.
Right.
My choice.
So like Demetrius
was a car because Demetrius doesn't want to be too consumerish or too up to date. Right. No.
So I've had to listen.
How about you focus on the road and stop trying to listen to your iHeartRadio?
Yeah.
I had to listen to old school dinosaur radio and realize how bad it is and how many commercials there are. Holy shit. There was a point where it was about 35 past the hour. I swear to God, six different stations all were in the middle of five or 10 minute commercial breaks. Yeah. And it's fucking ridiculous.
And then if you wait 2 minutes and you flip it, it'll all be at the same exact song that they just played 10 minutes before the commercials.
Yeah.
Like they play three songs, but it's the same three songs. Yeah. They've given up for sure. Like terrestrial radio's just given up.
Yeah, because they tell people all the time. They're like, you know what? We don't have time for content, but we can jam. We'll just shove 15 minutes of commercials down your throat. Well, and what's compelling about that? What makes me want to listen to these commercials if all I'm hearing is like the latest, like over and over again, the latest Ariana Grande song over.
It's so short-sighted of the industry. You're killing your own industry by continuing to have 5 or 10 minute commercial breaks the way you always have when everything else is evolving. Like if you listen to Spotify or any of the apps where you're getting your music from, I mean, there's one,
but maybe two. What other choice do they have? That's the only way they pay their bills. Like what other choice do they have? But they can't charge the same amount for the commercials that they used to charge. So they have to have more to make up for it.
Yeah, but
like,
there's ways to work commercials into content. And we're doing it on podcasts. We're doing it everywhere else. It's like product placement stuff. Like you can do these things without having commercials back to back to back to back to back. And you can still have content.
There's just no.
But most stations aren't talk, they're music. So you can't really work a product placement into a song.
Yes, you can.
That doesn't already exist. You're playing.
It's called creativity, Tiefel. You can do it. It's possible.
Tiefel, you are out. Stay in your lane. You are out of your lane. Tell me about Bagel Bite commercials, please.
Yeah. Let's talk about 1996 campaign ads.
Somebody needs to make a really bomb ass song for like whatever the ad is.
Yes.
I wasn't trying to tell you the way it had to go. I was actually asking a genuine question. Why you got to be a dick?
It didn't sound like a question. It sounded very matter of factly.
Yeah. But there's plenty of ways you can get creative with the radio.
Try to
have
a conversation. I just get attacked.
Calm down, people. It's okay. We're sorry.
30 minutes
hurt your feelings.
30 minutes commercial free, brought to you by Bagel Bites. Here's Ariana Grande. Boom. You've just put a commercial over a song.
Like a Bagel Bite, baby.
And associated Bagel Bites with Ariana Grande. So you really got a big bang for your buck as a product.
Exactly. So it can be done. But anyway, my point was that there's a stupid campaign going on by iHeartRadio, and they're shoving it down your throat. It's called Can't Cancel Pride. I think it's like that's their whole thing. Can't cancel pride. Every commercial, everything is like, can't cancel pride. And I didn't know it was trying to, maybe it's trying to be canceled. But here's the thing, it's such a generic thing because then I'm like, okay, can't cancel Wednesdays. Wednesday's going to be here. Can't cancel. Right. I mean, it's so generic. Can't cancel banks. Can't cancel 6 a.m. Can't you know, it's like, it's just,
I would like to move to cancel 6 a.m. actually.
it's just there's no creativity. You could put that into anything. Like, it doesn't, it's not specific. I guess I'm not explaining it right, but it's not specific to Pride. It's just so generic that you could use it for any
low effort.
Low effort. Thank you, Donald.
Low effort when you come up with it and then you just
beat the shit out of
it. It actually sounds like it might be one of your ad campaigns, Andrew.
All right, let's get into some others. Well, let's do a quick Teebs commercial. Teebs, our friends over there. Adrian, if there's anyone that really promotes the ingestion of bagel bites, it would be Teebs. because there's no doubt that Teebs and bagels at supper time, bagels at breakfast time, bagels at lunch, anytime bagels
are. Disclaimer, they do not have bagel edibles there.
No.
They do have cookie edibles.
They go hand in hand, though. Anytime you have some, you take some Teebs, you definitely want bagels, whether it's morning, noon, or night, or even supper time, or whatever the fuck you were saying before.
Do you know that there's strains, and they're actually working on that suppress appetite?
Diet weed?
There's diet weed, you guys. There's diet weed. Like, I'm so pumped about that.
Diet weed is called cocaine.
So here's my reasoning for never doing coke. Like, this is what has kept me from doing, because I look at that drug and I'm like, I know me, and I would love coke. Like, I would love it. Like, I already know. I'm like, oh man, that would be my jam. But here's my problem is, like, if I did uppers, I would time travel, because I'm always like, like, so if I was to do like anything, that any coke or anything like that, my brain would just I'm not talking about my body, this bitch is not fast. I'm telling you, I would, my mind would time travel. So I don't, that's what keeps me from doing coke, is that I feel time like travel. me on fast forward is probably a really bad idea.
Maybe that's what Scott Bakula was on during Quantum Leap. He was just a cocaine bend.
Snort to line.
And he would just wake up and he'd be like, oh shit, I'm a black lady now. Oh, damn. I gotta
do some more. I'm almost positive it was an acid coke combo that he was on.
I'm almost home.
Such a good show.
That was a good show.
So, what was I saying? Okay, so anyway, Teebs, make sure you go to Teebs.green. Oh,
sorry. ADD. No,
It's okay.
I mean, I think that's a perfectly appropriate thing, is to do the ad for the weed store and then ponder off onto other thoughts and then come back to the ad. That's like on brand.
Every high conversation ever.
So I just, like, Donnie was onto something. He's like, Weed Zero or Weed Light. What do we call it?
Yes.
I love it. Okay. So I was hanging out at Cedar Point this weekend. You know, we had a couple days off over at Cedar Point, and I became a girly fan of the dueling piano guys there at the at one of the stages. First of all, I love, there's one thing that I do least of anything, but I love the most. I get more pleasure out of, and that's live music. Like, I love just taking in live music, but it's something that I never do for whatever reason, busy, you know, whatever, but I love live music. And so, they have this one stage there where, at the barbecue restaurant, and they have a stage, and they're playing music like every hour. So play it 1, 2, 3, you know, 5 every hour. And then go for about 45 minutes. They'll take like a 15, 20 minute break. So there's some dueling piano guys there right now. And, I become a fangirl of Chase Michael Tucker. Now Chase Michael Tucker is,
it sounds like an order. You Chase Michael Tucker. Movie.
Gina, I feel like I shouldn't trust a guy with 3 first names.
No, see, that's the op. I have the opposite. I was just about to say, when it comes to music, like Andrew used to run a bar called Rockstar, and people were coming in to audition, and this guy comes up, and I'm like, oh, look at this guy has three first names. He's going to be incredible. I have the opposite thought on the three first names thing.
I sent you Chase's Facebook page, cause we're now Facebook friends, but so they do a dueling piano show.
What do you want me to put up there? His picture?
His gorgeous picture.
Oh, he is. Oh.
Is he gorgeous?
Hey, Chase Michael Tucker.
Sounds like Gina's going to chase Michael Tucker.
I am 100% going to.
That's his name.
At least a block.
I'm chasing him in my car, D. I am not chasing him on foot. Oh, you want me to share? I don't think I can share him with anyone. He belongs to me now.
So check it out. So there's a dueling piano show, right? There's a dueling piano show at this theater, and Chase is the is one of the dueling pieces. So you know, if there's
what's wrong with the other side of his face?
Right. Of course, Tifa. Of course, you would.
Like, is this like a Phantom of the Opera situation we got going on?
For those listening to the podcast, he's turned to the side and he's thinking. It's his thinking pose. Are you only see?
He is like every form of his name. He is a beautiful Chase. He is a beautiful Michael and a beautiful Tucker. Yes. He is like Jesus.
You know, here's the thing. No, Tifo's onto something, you guys.
What's Tifa on to?
So I'm going to show you because I am now looking at a different picture of him.
Uh-huh.
Uh-oh. And he's not nearly as hot. Hold on.
Really? What?
Yeah. No, hold on. I saw him straight on.
He looks pretty hot.
I can't.
Let's go back to the part where I was right.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right, Tifa. I'll say that. I don't care.
Let me see.
Okay, here it is. This one. He's not as hot when you look at him straight on.
Whoa.
He's only beautiful from the side.
That looks like a younger picture.
He
looks super. I think he went to like his ninth grade like high school photo.
So I know, but yeah. He doesn't have any newer ones. He needs to get newer.
Chase, if
you're listening and you're actually beautiful like your current profile picture, then we need more like current pictures.
I can confirm he doesn't look like this. He definitely looks like his current profile picture at this point.
Oh, okay.
Because I've stared at him for 2 days.
Yeah, I think he took profile picture. I think he took profile picture too literally and just like made it his profile.
His good side profile. Okay.
Well, yeah, that's how you do it.
So there's a dueling piano show. And for those who don't know what dueling pianos is, it's two guys with pianos and they go back and forth and sing like your favorite songs. So first of all, I felt scammed after I sat there for one, because they take about a 15-minute break. So I sat there and at the end of the show, I watched. They have two stand-up dueling pianos. And then when everyone left and they're putting all the equipment away, they pull out a keyboard out of the piano. What?
An electronic keyboard with a piano costume?
Yes.
On?
Yes. What's that? Why are you
exposing the Wizard of Oz over here?
Is it like if you're watching a drag show and all of a sudden like you see them take off their wig and you're like all upset, like you thought it was actually like?
Well, I thought it was an actual piano they were playing. You know, they're keyboards that are just stuck into this like old school piano. It's like an old fashioned piano and it's got a keyboard in there. But not the point of the story. That's a side note.
Okay.
So they're going back and forth and they gave on day one, I wore a Disney shirt and it said dad on it, you know, and Josie had
you wore a Disney shirt to Cedar Point.
Yes. I don't know. They got it for me for Father's Day. So I wore it. So they start calling me Disney dad. At all the shows,
wearing a Kiss shirt I was to an NSYNC concert.
Shows. What's that? Nice.
It's like wearing a Kiss shirt to an NSYNC concert.
Yeah, my whole life was made. And and so they're messing with me during the shows and whatever. And so after the last show of the last day, Chase sat down and we're talking and fascinating kid. I said, so how did you end up here? He's from Oklahoma. He said, "Well, I there's
witness
a
the murder."
And we just Susan showed Sarandon's his face. Lawyer.
I know. My real name is Thad Benson.
That's why he only shows half his face. We see the other half he's running.
Now Andrew, now he has to relocate. Andrew's never going to see him again. He's just going to have the sad the whole time now. Well,
now that you say that, dude, now it makes me think. So I said, how'd you end up here? He's like, well, I'm in with this company, this third-party company that hires the talent for Cedar Fairs and other stuff. Like all over the country, they hire, you know, they find talent and then they get hired to book them. He said, so first of all, the Dueling Piano guys, I think they're best friends, right? Because they're playing off each other. They're making, you know, they're joking, going back and forth. Like these guys are like best buddies. And I'm like, so you and your buddy, you know, are from Oklahoma. You got here. No, he's from, I don't know where. I think he's from Georgia or something, he said. I was like, oh wow. You don't even know where he's from? He's like, dude, we've only been playing together like 3 weeks. I'm like, whoa. They're like partners. They have the name of their band. Their band is called something, you know, it's called the Requesters or whatever the fuck it's called. And they're like inside jokes and hanging out. I'm like, wow, I thought you guys were like best buddies. Like, no, we just met.
Well, I mean, have you actually seen the Cedar Point living conditions for their employees?
Yes, I have.
It's very close quarters. Well, so you have to develop friendships with people you're with.
But I asked him, I said, are you guys staying on campus here at Cedar Point? And he says, no, they give us an Airbnb. We don't stay on campus with the.
Yeah, that's the talent. That's the talent, Tiefel.
Right.
There's a TikToker who's documenting the living conditions at Cedar Point right now. She's working there and she's been doing videos of the rooms and the bathrooms and all that stuff.
Go ahead, Donnie. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say, like, you can tell there's definitely like a social difference between the talent, the performers at Cedar Point, and then some of the other workers, like how they interact with each other. They're all pretty nice, but there's a little bit of resentment there.
Yeah.
You can tell.
Like, he's like, I could sing as good as Chase. Why the fuck am I running this kiddie ride and dealing with all these snot-nosed bastards? I can sing. But anyway.
I have friends driving to Cedar Point every day to go to work.
Nice.
Because they're paying like $20-something an hour. So a whole bunch of people are driving there.
I saw on Facebook that there's a couple. They like both got a job at Cedar Point. They're like, you know, we're both working there. And they give them the same schedule and stuff or whatever. But anyway, so Chase and I are talking. And I was like, so you got here, you're from Oklahoma, you third party company working here. He's like, I got a 2 month contract. He goes, but I'm leaving 2 weeks early. I had to get out of my contract. And I'm like, why? He says, well, I just got the call to a star in the Beauty and the Beast live action show at Disney World.
Awesome. Wow.
Yeah. So he's going there. He goes, it's a 2-year contract. So I'll be living down in Orlando for 2 years and cool. Starring in the Disney show. I'm like, oh. Yeah, the Beauty and the Beast show. I'm like, that's cool.
No, he's definitely Gaston. You could tell by his look.
That's what we said. We're like, dude, you're dead on Gaston. And so
I don't know if that's supposed to be a compliment or not. Like Gaston's
like character is a jerk, but it doesn't mean he's not like attractive.
Right. There's lots of attractive jerks out here. There's tons of them. Yeah. It's like a whole world full of them.
Look at Demetrius.
This is all of us.
all Demetrius heard was you said he was pretty.
I know. And then he looked.
I was like, aw.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
So he's going there, and then he said after his 2 year stint, he said maybe New York, maybe Hollywood. He doesn't know. And I'm like, wow. Well, getting into the Disney chain, and that can't be bad. Maybe get your own Disney show or something. Chase Michael Montgomery, whatever the fuck his name is.
you forgot his name.
Well, Chase talking Michael about him for 15 minutes, you had to end it. Like you had to like bring him down a couple of notches. It's kind of an Andrew move, man. I appreciate it.
That doesn't bode well for his future fame if he's that easily forgotten after you've been talking about him for 15 minutes.
Listen, I can barely remember one name. He has three. His name is Chase. That's all he gets from me.
Chase Mike. Oh, God. Look at. Did you see this picture, Gina?
Hold on. The one of me flipping people off?
No.
Yeah, we've all seen that one. I've seen the live action version.
Yeah, the Chase Mike. Why did I lose my video again?
Yeah you're look. But okay, wait. I see it. Oh, good God.
Yeah, look at this. Wow, he's one of those that needs to go on the Maury show where like you
look at me now.
Yeah, not too hot or whatever.
Yeah, I thought all Maury did was whether or not you were the father
or one of whatever show it is. There's Chase.
No,
he's a cute kid.
He's so little.
I know. Anyway.
Did he even go through an awkward phase?
I mean, that's one. It right there.
This.
Yeah.
That doesn't count. That's beautiful. That pisses me off.
Chris is mad because he's still better looking than Tifo.
Yeah. Chris is still in that awkward phase.
Like I was a cute baby and I was a cute toddler. And, I can show you pictures. I was a cute baby. I was a cute toddler. And then life was like, fuck you. And I just awkward phase to now. And that's just keep going.
I honestly believe that you came out of the womb with that beard. Like just angry, arguing with the doctor. People. Yeah, like those aren't actually doctor. And this womb was ungodly cramped.
The living conditions here were just unacceptable, and I need a bagel bite.
Yeah,
what year is this?
I'm suing my landlord over the condition of my last apartment.
Sorry for my giant yawn, but my decaf coffee wasn't really doing it for me today. So
Colleen was asking for your address so that she could bring you coffee.
No,
she
should have given it to her. Oh my gosh,
she totally would have brought you coffee. I was about to give her my. She knows my address, so I couldn't trick her. But if she didn't already know my address, I'd have just tricked her, and gave That's her funny. Gave her my
See, adorable.
What the fuck?
Tifo.
That was Tifo.
Oh, sorry.
That's me right there.
I got one more.
I was a towhead till around 8 or 9.
I got one more quick Cedar Point story too.
Bring them all.
So we have 7 passes, and we never had a chance. We never got Josie her own pass, which would have been 8. Because my mom bought them all, so Grandma's got her own pass. Grandma was in a car accident a couple months ago, so Grandma's not trying to go to Cedar Point. So it's just quicker instead of dealing with Josie and bringing, you have to bring a birth certificate and do all sorts of stuff, whatever. They don't look at the people, you know, as long as they count them. Like you have 7 passes, you have 7 people, just go in and do whatever. Or, you know, you have 7 drink passes.
And now they're going to start checking because you just said that.
I know, right? So here's the thing.
That's how airlines got in trouble. They were like, 7 tickets. What are you screaming death to America? Who cares? Come on.
Hey, you got 7 tickets. Come on in.
Now I can't take my nail clippers on a plane.
So Josie is using Grandma's, and there's one foreign guy did ask because the picture didn't match up. I'm like, how dare you talk to my grandma who's got Benjamin Button's disease right now?
Shut the fuck up.
I cannot believe that
you guys are about to boot this dude.
My poor grandmother.
poor guy. And he's foreign, so maybe he doesn't know even what that means. He's like, I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
He said sorry. Did he really say sorry?
Yes. I cannot. Is this a Andrew. True story, Andrew? I can't tell if he's fucking with us.
It's a true story.
Oh, Andrew. My God.
What? Andrew.
And then Josie's like, I know
I'll Grandma. I'll pray Grandma. For you, Andrew. I'll pray for you.
Josie's like, I know Grandma. Grandma home.
Oh, look, yes. Her dementia. Her dementia's kicking in. Look. She doesn't even know she's not home.
But leave it up to the kids
in the third person.
Yeah. Blow it. Never lie in front of your children. They will correct you.
No, you know better.
They'll blow it every time.
I did it to my dad once whenever he was trying to get the discount of like kids under 10, and I was 10. Yes. And I was very proud of being 10.
Right.
And so we like sat down and they're like, oh, he's 9. And I all I had to do was keep my mouth shut. And I was like, no, I'm not. I'm 10.
And that's when he knew that you were never going to keep your mouth shut again.
Yeah.
The girls have done that to us before, too. Melania will, like, look at us like, no, I'm not. What? Like, and make, like, a scene. And I'm like, shh, yes, you are.
Quiet your face down right now.
I gotta get everybody on board. Like, I need you to commit to this. Like, we're parking in a handicap spot. I need you to be 7, and I need you to limp. So let's knock this out.
like, you gotta have like an Ocean's 11 meeting beforehand.
Yeah.
I remember there was a point where my ex, she hates the spotlight. She hates attention. So every time
I'm gonna be on the news.
D, stop it.
What the shit?
I was like, that's maybe like, it's the other ex. I don't know.
That's like having an OnlyFans page and wearing a mask because you don't want the attention.
It's true. She does. She hates attention. So she loves the news. She loved the news and hated attention. But I know there's something odd there. I get it. But my point was,
hi, this just in. So
I'm a life.
I'm the mystery reporter who doesn't like attention. Just let you know that there are things going on down the road that you should avoid at all costs.
She was the unknown reporter.
Mishand. It's Mishand.
He has the loudest face in the history of faces, doesn't he? his facial expressions are so loud.
Yes.
Like
I can't. It's probably like one of my, like, I cannot hide. I know a lot of people are super good at that. They'll hear bullshit and they'll just be like, they're just, and you don't,
oh, yeah.
And you wouldn't know that they know it's bullshit. I hear bullshit, my face explodes.
It does. But my point was, I would always make sure that they knew it was her birthday, whether it was or not, every time we go to a restaurant. And she only put up with that bullshit for so long, she started whipping out her license. It is not my birthday.
That sounds like some Jeff DeGroff shit right there.
That is.
I would just take it because you get free stuff. I'd be like, yeah, it's my birthday every day. I don't give a shit.
All right, a lot of stuff to do. Here's the first one.
We have 13 minutes.
Yeah, I know. I got a busy day today too. So, all right. I'm going to go real quick. Then we'll get over to T-Fold. This is the annoyance of the media for me. So there's a lady that was charged with cruelty against 44 dogs. But here's the headline. Martin Luther King killer's ex-wife charged with cruelty against 44 dogs. It's like they're trying to make you care so hard. Like, what does that have to do with anything? Martin Luther King killer's ex-wife charged with cruelty against. It's like that's just the stupidity of the media, and it drives me.
Were they all black dogs?
I hate you.
Then it would make sense.
Yes.
If it was nothing but black dogs, we could go. We could tie it back to the assassination of Martin Luther King. But if it's like, it if it's got a combination sense, though, of but, white dogs
but he,
and tan dogs, then she just doesn't like dogs.
So here's the first three sentences of the story. Her name, 74, charged with animal cruelty. Ray, who married James Earl Ray in 1978 while he was serving a 99-year-old prison sentence for assassinating Martin Luther King on a balcony of the Lorraine Hotel in Memphis.
That's a little, she married him after the assassination?
Yes!
I mean, if they were married before the assassination, yeah, you'd have a point. But she would have looked at this guy, you killed Martin Luther King Jr., and I want you bad.
But it has nothing to do with this.
No, I think it does, though, Andrew, because like people get in trouble for cruelty to animals all the time. But this was Martin Luther King Jr.'s killer's ex. Like there's, but I mean, yeah, that's
this wasn't Martin Luther King's killer's barber's son.
Can I ask real quick? How did she become the ex? What happened? What argument did you have after I found out you murdered a civil rights leader where you were like, I just can't be with him anymore? What?
So wait.
What?
So wait.
Not the man I thought you were.
She not only married him full well after the assassination while he's serving time for the assassination, but she stayed married to him until he died, which is what makes her an ex. That's a widow. That's what I'm mad about.
Of course, that's what you're mad about, Tifo.
She's not an ex. She's a widow. She stayed with him until he died.
I don't know.
Could you imagine? That'd be so easy. He dies. They send all of his stuff to you in a shoebox. You don't got to go through anything. They keep the blanket. They keep the flip-flops. You just get postcards and some crayons and paper.
Can't
believe. Here's my question: is how racist is she that she married the dude in jail?
Worst game show ever.
I just feel like that she's more racist than he is.
I can't believe you guys would defend that piece of shit story.
Andrew, I totally understand where you're coming from on this, though, because it just furthers the division of it all. And that's why it's frustrating. It's just like,
it isn't talking about race, it's talking about who she is, though.
It is talking about race if that's the headline. That is the whole reason why they want people to be infuriated is they want that part of the story to stick out the most. Well, like,
I think they want him to care. I don't know. But here's the next story. Ex-husband killed ex-wife because she remarried. And he said, I didn't want that hillbilly to get all my stuff and my wife. So he killed his ex-wife because she remarried.
Whoa. That's
terrifying. Right?
Why are you still laughing at that story? That's
weird.
Yeah,
like, I mean, how does that not affect you? That's
he's like domestic violence. Ha 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 ha. Domestic violence taken to the top.
The craziness of the guy. I didn't want that hillbilly to get all my stuff and my wife. So I just kill her.
Yeah, that's called domestic violence. It's awful. It's a terrible thing.
Very awful.
Good God.
Alex, move on. This is the craziest story of the morning, I think. Alex Rodriguez was caught on camera with Ben Affleck's ex.
Oh, Jesus.
Jennifer Garner?
It was Lindsay Shukas. She was an SNL producer. Remember, Affleck was with her for a while, but now they've been seen chatting and seated next to each other at an outdoor party in the Hamptons.
That is a baller move right there.
I know.
You go with my ex. I'm going to go with yours. Is that the baller move?
Because your ex is J-Lo. And my ex is an SNL producer. That's like going out and dating my ex, who was a bagger at Kroger, to get back at me for real.
No, but it's the Expendables. I think that's the movie with Sean Connery. The Expendables. It's like, you kill one of mine, I kill 10 of yours.
Not the Expendables.
He's working his way through
the Untouchables. Are you
Untouchables?
Yes.
Working on all the ubbles?
Yes,
what you were trying to get through?
He's working his way. He's like, you fuck one of my exes, I'm going to fuck 10 of yours. 10 of yours.
That's so lame, though. Like, I think that it's so lame. Get a life.
I can promise you it did not have the same effect on her he wanted it to. She gives no fucks.
And neither
First
does
of all,
Ben
he didn't even like, wait till they were broke up to start banging other people. So she does not care. Right.
Wait till he gets at Jennifer Garner. That's the next
move. You know, first of all.
No way. Jennifer Garner is way too smart for all that.
Mm-hmm. Ben Affleck is like, please, there's a reason why she and I aren't together. I dare you. She's like Betty Crocker. Mm-hmm. You just left Shakira and you're going to try to buy a box of Betty Crocker.
a real baller move would be if Ben Affleck starts texting A-Rod his ex's phone numbers.
Yeah. You want to be a baller? Bang Ben Affleck's mom. Now it's uncomfortable.
Or Ben Affleck.
Ashley, did you think that's where the story? Because he was like,
Yes, I did. I was like, no. Wait, what? Then you had me. Yeah.
And here's my last story. A wanted sex offender was found naked masturbating in North Toledo home.
Yes, I saw that. That's crazy.
Josh Hall.
That's heroin.
It wasn't me.
Josh Hall was found nude at a North Erie and Ohio street shortly after 3 a.m. Monday following a call of a naked man walking around the area. He's charged with a second degree felony burglary and a misdemeanor count of failure to disclose personal information after allegedly giving a false name. Police showed up at the house.
Do you expect the naked masturbator to give you the correct information? like he knows he's caught. Like, what do you?
I had one more thing that I wanted to talk about, but I'll have to save it for next week because we got to get to Tifa. But remind me if you can. And it's about this dude that dropped his pants out in front of the restaurant.
You might as well just keep going now.
You come on. I mean, yeah.
Make it fast. But
this dude. Well, first of all, I got to ask you guys. It's really scary. There's a guy that a vagrant that hangs out at Cabo Loco over at Secor in Sylvania. He's there every day. And he sits out in front and hang because we're open till late. So he's there all the time and just bugging the customers. He bugs the employees. He just he's crazy, but he's fit. He's fit and crazy. Like he would beat the fuck out of you. Like there's a point where like I could see in his eyes. I'm like, man, you can't hang out here anymore. Like because I'm not usually there anymore because I'm over at Jed's. But when I was there the other night, I'm like, dude, you got to go. What? You ever had the fuck slapped out of you? I'm like, his eyes got all crazy. And I'm like, well.
Did you go like this? Bitch, I got an ex-wife. Yes. So, how about that? Move on.
It's called loitering, and it's illegal. And you need to start.
I get that part. That's good, Gina. But here's the thing. We have females working there, too, where he scares them. So, yeah. I call the police. First off, they don't show up. I called twice. They didn't show up. And the guy is in the restaurant screaming about how he's not leaving. And I'm on the phone with the police. They don't show up. Then they finally show up. And all they say, I had left. And they finally showed up like 2 hours later. And they're like, is he still here? And they said, no. And the police just drove off. So this guy is going to hurt somebody. And there's nothing that can be done until he hurts someone. It's the weirdness of the legal system. There is nothing that gives you chase him off, and then what? He comes back. He doesn't care about the law.
Well, what you want? Minority Report? You want future crime? Is that what it is?
But something's gonna happen that worries me because this dude. And he's like, he tells me, he's like, I could arrest you right now. You don't think I have handcuffs in my pocket right now? Like, what is this guy?
I didn't think you did, but now I do.
Yeah. Wasn't really at the top of my mind, but I guess.
This dude is so crazy, but you can see that like there's violence could happen at any moment. He's
Have you tried like giving him food and being super, super nice?
That was worse.
You can't feed him. They can't feed him. They're like cats.
Yeah, they fed him. They get Ricky's bought him food. They've given him a cigarette, and it just makes it worse. He just stays there longer and more, and becomes more aggressive than when you stop helping. It's just sad that there's nothing that can be done until this dude, I guess, does something crazy. But I don't know. Like the police don't even want to show up. Like they don't. There's nothing they can do.
He's gonna hurt you with his washboard abs.
I know, dude. It's scary. He's scary because he's so fit. I wish he was just a little dude, guy.
Like that's the bitch of it. If you're gonna be crazy, I need you to be chubby and crazy. I can't have you with stamina chasing me. Like I'm gonna quit soon, and you look like you've been training for this all your life. Yes. Like all the voices are like, one more push up, Charles. One more push up.
All of his voices are coaching him. All right. Josh Moser says, Chris, you better have good stand news. You've had all week to prepare. So
there is no stand news. Sorry. Not much happens in the stands.
WTF news. Go ahead.
Well, I disagree with that statement.
Well, not much that qualifies for this segment happens in the stands.
All right.
All right. So Dateline Florida. A gentleman is facing aggravated assault with a firearm charges and is on $10,000 bond right now after allegedly going through a Starbucks drive-thru, getting his food, driving away, checking the bag, realizing they forgot his cream cheese. So he walks up to the drive-thru window and pulls out his gun because he's like, hey, you forgot my cream cheese. And the girl behind the window was like, well, did you pay for cream cheese? And he pulls out his gun and go, I don't know, you tell me if I paid for my cream cheese.
And he robbed somebody for cream cheese. This is like the best story ever.
And she goes, so she obviously scared and everything, gave the man cream cheese and he left.
She said, how much cream cheese you want?
Well, the fun part of the story is that the girl that he held up with the gun for the cream cheese is actually the daughter of the chief of police in that town. So she just called up her daddy. She has called up her daddy and she's like, hey, this dude. And they got him about a couple blocks later.
Well, was it the loaded cream cheese where they put like the green onions and stuff in it? Because that is worth a jail sentence for. If you forget that, that's the good
You know
stuff.
What? Tim Hortons used to have garden vegetable cream cheese. It was so good. And they took it away. And I don't understand why.
Because it was harassing all the other cheeses.
Yeah. I mean, well, nobody so wanted better. Any of the other cheeses.
That's right. So
they got canceled.
It's bullshit. Bring it back. I don't care what they did.
So did you all have a nice Father's Day? Get some good gifts, spend some good time with the family?
Yes.
All right. Well, for Darren Wilson, the day turned into a bit of a nightmare. So his daughter used the online service Funky Pigeon to send him a Father's Day card. Mm. Well, things got a little confused up at the warehouse at Funky Pigeon, and they put the wrong card in his envelope. And so he received his Father's Day card, and he wasn't there at the time. And so his girlfriend, Carrie, opened up the letter. And in the card that he got, what said, "Happy first Father's Day of being my pops." Now, pops also being the term of endearment that his children use with him. And it also came with a picture of a small child. She then assumed him getting this card meant that he had cheated on her, which he freely admits that she has every right to believe, since apparently back in his past he was a naughty youth. So she then proceeded to go ballistic and smash his laptop, his television, and his phone.
Okay, that's an appropriate response.
she thinks he's cheating on her and had a baby while they were together, and she smashes shit, and this is news? Because, like, I'm smashing every motherfucking thing.
Yeah, she figured it had to be recent since the picture of the small child. She wasn't able to get a hold of him, apparently, because his phone was at the house.
Yeah, she was wrong, for sure. Like, she was mistaken. But her reaction, I feel like, is pretty much most women. Like,
No. And that's why you get cheated on. Stop acting like a crazy bitch. Just pack your shit and leave. Don't break stuff. Now he doesn't feel bad. Now he's just like, this is why. This is why I got to park my dick someplace else. Because I know my laptop ain't going to be smashed at side chick's house.
That's not even, you can't excuse cheating because someone else's behavior. That's the dumbest excuse ever.
Look at his face.
You can't, because why didn't you pack your shit and leave before you cheated?
Because it's my place.
Well, you don't know. All right.
Demetrius, that is sexist.
Go ahead, Tifa. What's next?
You think real estate around too.
He's like, don't say anymore. Shut your mouth now.
The story is just for Ashley on here. You think real estate around here is getting really bad?
Uh-huh.
You know, price, the things are flying pretty much off the proverbial shelf as soon as they're showing up for sale. Well, in Toronto, in a neighborhood west of their High Park area, a patch of dirt 50 by 95 feet has gone on sale recently for the intrepid buyer who wants to build a home on this small piece of dirt for $985,000.
Jesus.
Well, Canada has like outrageous prices anyways compared to American prices, so that's actually not very surprising.
It's listed as ideal opportunity to land bank. Build your dream home on this investment property that can only fit a midget.
Isn't that like 400 square feet?
I don't think you're allowed to say midget anymore.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are they going to stand on each other's shoulders and tell me not to?
D, I'm offended. Wait, I got to mute. D, stop talking.
What are you going to do?
He's gone. And he's gone.
Oh, I thought he muted himself.
I muted him because I don't want to get canceled. D, are you done? Or can we? I'll unmute you if you're done.
That's the disappointed dad face. You better unmute his ass now.
Okay,
put this baby in the corner. All right.
You know what I've seen, Ashley? I've noticed on Facebook the last couple of days, several people, not one or two, like several people, complaining that they had put in an offer on a house that was verbally accepted. And then someone comes along with a higher offer, and then they would just ghost the person that made the offer that was accepted. And then they would
go. Well, if you don't get it in writing, then you're screwed. That's That's the problem.
But they say it's like, where's your honor? Where's your, you know, yep.
There is no honor in real estate. If people haven't figured that out by now.
Ashley I have has a honor. Friend. If you want an honor, an onerous
yeah. Ashley P. bringing honor
person
back.
Person with honor.
Yes.
Get a hold of Ashley P.
Yep.
Thanks, guys.
That's cool. Anyway, I had a friend who's been to my house for like 6 months.
What's that, Donnie?
I have a friend who's been trying to buy a house for 6 months. He, really? His offers are to the point where it's like $20,000 to $30,000 over asking and waiving all these things. And then every time something crazy happens, like the last listing he lost is because someone came in and is going to put $100,000 down. So there's no inspections or there's no appraisal. So it was $100,000 down and an appraisal.
It as is basically. He's like, whatever.
Yeah. And it's yeah. So it's just, it's just a bunch of weird stuff where like, it's so hard to win a listing. I mean, people are doing it. I mean, I've had a lot of friends that have gotten listings too. Yeah. I've like won a house, but this is a scenario where he's probably made.
It's crazy. I would
say probably 7, 8, 9 offers.
Wow, it's crazy out there right now. Good time for Ashley, though.
So
call me.
Call Ashley.
And last but not least, in a city in Japan's northeast coast that I will not try to pronounce, emergency crews showed up, including the fire brigade, police, ambulances, all to save a woman they thought was drowning in a local river, only to find that it was a life-size sex doll. The entire event was chronicled on Twitter by a gentleman that was there fishing, already filming a fishing video when he saw everything happen. Apparently,
yes, a fishing video, officer. It was a fishing video.
Yeah, so apparently he noticed the sex doll. At first he thought it was a real woman, but he came to the conclusion that it wasn't. But somebody else apparently did not come to that conclusion and called in emergency services, who spent time and effort to rescue the sex doll. They assume that it ended up there because whoever had it before just became tired of it and just threw it away.
I was just going to say, I mean, yes, it's not a real person at all, but I'm sure that doll means a lot to somebody.
She probably came home, saw him with another doll, packed her stuff and left, and then threw herself
after she smashed all his shit.
Yeah, with her rubber hands, and he was just like, you know, you're made of rubber, right? You're not really breaking anything. You're just smudging stuff.
She's just pounding stuff, and it's bouncing back, and she's hitting herself in the head.
You're getting your latex fingerprints all over my screen. Like, no, she just look. This is probably how she looked when
it looked
she,
like
when
that
she
robo
saw
boxing
him,
thing
when she saw him with the other sex doll.
All right, time to go.
I will say that I have found out that if you are in Japan and you have become tired of your synthetic paramour and you wish to get rid of her, you can pay $800 to a company to have a full-on funeral service for your sex doll.
Yes.
And they will dispose
of
her
properly.
Did you just
find that bit of news, or is that something you already knew?
It's an offshoot of the article for the first thing.
Oh, okay. So it's something you just discovered and not something you already knew.
You just discovered it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Josh is so right. All of Japan's police force will show up to save a sex doll. I can't get an officer in a 2-hour window for a vagrant out there fucking beat my ass.
The service provides a funeral complete with candles, undertakers, and even they provide mourning sex dolls so that you can have an audience for the funeral.
When police were called to the man's apartment for the ruckus of the sex doll destroying all his stuff, yes, and were notified of what happened, they said, "Oh, a sex doll? We thought he just made a lot of balloon animals."
Yeah.
Squeaky, 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 squeaky.
And he just had to get that joke out too, by the way. He could wait to tell that.
Every time he bangs it sounds like he's got brand new basketball shoes.
Squeaky, 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 squeaky. All right. Have a great week, girl.
He's got a great shoe collection. He's got to.
That guy's got
Jordan. Squeaky, squeaky. Okay, bye.
Donnie Nash. Gina. I'm Andrew Z. See you guys next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Come on.
I'm a hippo.
Broadcast Hippo. Digital Media.